Thank you very much. Thank you for joining our teleconference today on Friday. I hope everybody's got the presentation that is available on our corporate site. And I will go through the presentation because that will be much easier for me to explain our results. So if we can start with page number two that we are describing and giving a short overview of the advertising market, how it looked like in the first quarter. So total advertising spending in the first quarter increased by only 2.5%. And it seems that the advertising market recovers from the recession slower than we expected. Internet was the fastest growing medium, and it grew by 21%. At the radio station, radio was up by 11.5%, and television was up by only 2%, and other media segments declined. Dailies were down by 9.5%, magazines by 4%, and outdoor by 5%. And that changed the market share, and internet grew by 2 percentage points, and radio by 0.5 percentage points. On the next page, due to the relatively weak advertising market in the first quarter, we decided to change our estimates. And previously, when we were publishing our fourth quarter results, we were estimating that the total advertising market will grow by 6 to 7%. Now we are estimating that it will grow by 3 to 5%. Television will grow by 3 to 5%. Internet, we decided to keep at the same level in our estimates, so it's 13-15%. Magazines will be down, at least according to our estimates, by -1, -3%. Dailies, -7, -9%. Outdoor, between 2 and 4%, it will grow. Radio will grow between 3 and 5%, and cinema between 6 and 8%. That's our new estimates. And as I mentioned before, due to the relatively weak first quarter on the advertising market. On the next page, our financial results of the whole group. So the revenues were up by 19.2%, and costs were down, were up as well by 23.4%. And the revenues were up mainly due to the consolidation of Helios Group, the cinema segment in our in group. And just to remember that in the first quarter of last year, we didn't have our cinema segment in our group, so that's why you can see the changes on the revenue side and on the cost side as well due to a consolidation of the Helios Group. There was a drop and decline in advertising due to the relatively weak advertising market in the first quarter, and there's a decline in copy sales as well. On the cost side, there's an increase in raw materials, and it's related to the consolidation of Helios Group, but as well as higher cost of production and a higher cost of launching our book collection as well. So we end up the first quarter with the EBIT at the level of 9.2 million zlotys and operating EBITDA at the level of 36.7 and net profit at 6.1 million zloty with the operating EBITDA margin of 12.4%. On the next page, newspaper segments. So right now I will go segment by segment so you can understand the numbers better, how it looks like in different segments. Just to remind you that the newspaper segment consists of Gazeta, our quality newspaper, Metro, our free sheet, special projects, and printing division. So the revenues were down by 7.6%, mainly to the decline in advertising and copy sales, and unfortunately the operating costs were up by 4.3%. So we end up with a weaker EBIT and EBITDA compared to last year, to the first quarter of last year, but the operating EBITDA margin is still at a very healthy level of 21%. On the next page, just a quick overview of the position of Gazeta, our quality newspaper on the market. So we end up the first quarter in March with the average copy sales of 312,000 copies. And as you can see on the top left diagram, the distance between us and our competitors didn't change much compared to the previous hour presentation. We are maintaining high readership, and even though Fact is selling something like 19,000 copies more than us, we have more or less the same readership, and of course we have a much better target for the advertisers. And to prove it, you should look at the market share, and we, Gazeta, is enjoying 38% market share, even though we notice a drop of 2 percentage points, but combined with Metro, we're enjoying 42% market share in daily ad spend. On the next page, Metro and special projects. It was not a very good quarter for Metro and special projects. Metro, throughout the whole recession, was behaving much better than the market. Unfortunately, it's not the case in the first quarter. So our revenues were down, and we end up the first quarter in Metro with negative operating EBITDA of the level of minus 0.3 million zlotys. But we maintain our market share in dailies at the level of 4%. In special projects, our revenues were up because we start more collection, more serious. But EBIT was negative as well at the level of minus 1.2 million zlotys. And mind you, just to remind you that, you know, when we are starting a series of projects, we have the cost at the very beginning because we have to promote the series, and the revenues are coming in the next months. On the next page, Internet, we're happy with the results that we managed to deliver after the first quarter because our revenues were up by 22.2%. We were growing faster than the market in those areas that we are active in Internet. Operating costs are relatively under control because they grew only by 15%, mainly to the that's related to the staff cost. So we improve our EBIT, EBITDA, and the margins respectively. And the operating EBITDA margin is at the level of 12.7%. And we are maintaining our third position in terms of the reach. So we're the third largest portal in Poland with the reach of 64%. On the next page, Outdoor. Happy with the results because the whole market was down by 5%, but we managed to increase our revenues by 2.3% and reduce costs by 5.5%. So we improve our EBIT and EBITDA and the margin as well. So we end up the first quarter with the operating EBITDA at the level of 8.4%. And we increase our market share by 4 percentage points, and we are enjoying right now 32% market share. On the next page, magazines. Even though the whole market is down, our magazine segment is keeping the cost under control. So the revenues were down by 13.2%, but the operating costs were down by 14.2, so we managed to improve our margins, and we end up the first quarter of this year with the operating EBITDA margin at the level of 20.2%. There's a slight drop in market share by 1.7 percentage point, but usually that's something that, of course, we are looking at and taking care of, but it's not something dangerous as we can see and as we can analyze it. And to prove it, we have a very stable readership in those segments that are important for us. So Avanti is the second title in the women luxury segment. Cztery Kanty is number one title in the interior home design, and Poradnik Domowy is number two in the lifestyle segment in magazines. On the next page, Redia, the revenues were up by 12.5%, but unfortunately the costs were up by 24%, but mainly due to the promotional campaign that we ran for Złote Przeboje, our music network. And that results in the increase in our audience share. So you can see that our music station increased the audience share by 0.6 percentage points. And our Talk FM, the new stock format radio, increased its share by 0.8 percentage point. And we managed to increase our market share in radio ad market by 0.5 percentage point. On the next page, cinema. And just to remind you that we didn't have cinema in the first quarter of 2010 in our group, so that's why we are not showing the comparable figures for the first quarter of 2010. So revenues in the first quarter of 2011 were at the level of 55.3 million zlotys. Operating costs were at the level of 47.3 million zlotys. And we end up the first quarter with the operating EBITDA margin at the level of 22.2. We are happy that we are selling more tickets, but we're unhappy that the average ticket price is down compared to the last year. It's mainly due to the numbers of films in 3D technology, because that allows us to increase the ticket price. We are accelerating digitalization of our cinemas. So right now we have 67 cinemas with the digital projectors. On the next page, our main objective for 2011. So we're paying attention to the internet, and we're trying to make sure that all our segments are active in the internet field, even the so-called traditional media, and putting a lot of effort and strength in it. We're trying to control the cost. As you know, we were controlling the cost for the past 2 years, and we are still putting a lot of effort to make sure that the cost will not grow. We're putting a lot of focus and attention to the synergies between our different media and segments, just to make sure that having or being a multimedia company, we can use this trend to be more attractive for the advertising market. And, of course, having a healthy financial position, we're looking forward for some organic growth and for some acquisitions if they will be available on the market. So more or less, that's the story, and that's the end of the presentation, and we will be happy to take any question that you might have.